Well, it's the 7th of July 2021. My name is Matthew Simpete, and welcome to the Sports Talk, where we will be talking about, a very disturbing subject when it comes to South African football, whereby we don't know whether we are going, we are coming, or we're going upstairs. What's happening, actually? You know, in our football, no one knows what is happening. But now, the only thing that we know in our football is that we've got to have the 2021-2022 season. But who will be there?
Hi, my name is Matthew Simpete. Catch me live on the Sports Talk, which is broadcast on dailysun.co.za Monday, Wednesday and Friday. That's where we're discussing football, cricket, soccer, athletics and many more. We're talking about sport politics as well. We invite different guests, players, analysts and many more. They will be discussing a lot of information, especially for you, Daily Sun readers. Let's meet on the Sports Talk, Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Well, it is happening that Chippa United, they think that they've won the promotional playoffs. And fair as they have played, because they've honored all their matches and they've played and they have seemingly retained their position in the DSTV Premiership. But now the question is, the PSL haven't, you know, congratulated them for being, the 15th team in the PSL because of, the court cases that are currently underway between Royal AM as well as the PSL. You know, there's a lot of shoveling. And now, as we speak, Royal AM, they have gone to the courts, the court of law again, you know, to try and push the PSL to enforce the order that was made by Judge Nyati. And now, this is the stumbling block now, because we've got the playoffs, they have been played, and we think they have been decided. But Royal AM didn't honor their fixtures. Are they going to be penalized for that? We don't know. But now the question, the bigger question is that who between Sekhukhune United and Royal AM, you know, should be the 16th team in the PSL? Nobody can answer that question. And now remember, Sekhukhune FC, you know, according to them, they have won this thing. They believe they are top of the table. They have signed an assortment of players. You know, I can tell you names that Sekhukhune have come up with. They have signed a couple of players. You know, among them, you can name Tabora Kale is there. You can name players like your Tsiriso Patsi from Baroka FC, Tumelo Matona, you know, from Jomo Cosmos, Kamohele Stolo from TS Sporting, as well as Sien Letoaba from Jomo Cosmos as well. You know, these are the players that have been reinforced by Sekhukhune United. So, which is very interesting, and we love it when teams are, you know, promoting players from the Declared Africa Championship, you know, to PSL teams. But now, will this battle ever end between Royal AM and the PSL? Look, very soon it will be affecting, you know, the start of the new season, because the more it carries on, the more it pushes the 2021-2022 season away. Because currently, Chippa United, they are standing in the wings, you know, thinking that they have secured their PSL position. Sekhukhune are also waiting in the wings, thinking they have won, you know, the Declared Africa Championship and they deserve to be in the PSL. But Royal AM, they believe also that they have won this thing and they deserve to be there. And now Royal AM, they're trying to force the PSL, you know, to enforce the order that was made by Judge Nyati, you know, to delay the playoffs up until a decision has been made of their appeal. By this appeal, we mean Royal AM, they have gone to the courts of law, to the Supreme Court of Arbitration, and now they are seeking to appeal the decision of Sutherland, whereby their decision or their application, you know, to have this playoffs from playing to be revised. But now, Sutherland said, according to him, the Sekhukhune team deserves the 3 points. But now, Royal AM are refusing. They are saying, we've won the league in the play, in the field of play, and we finished the season with 51 points. So now, it's a big issue now. And, you know, it's always very difficult, you know, to determine what will be happening at the courts of law. Because the courts of law, all the time, they are the ones, you know, who are deciding what will be happening. Because the Supreme Court of Appeal, I assume that, I mean, it's the highest body when it comes to appeals. And they can, if they give Royal AM that decision or that the order to have their decision that was made by Sutherland to be appealed, then it's going to delay the whole thing. But now, when is Royal AM going to be facing the Supreme Court of Arbitration? They themselves, they don't know, because there haven't been a date you know, for that to happen. We're living in interesting times.
Hey, hi, my name is Matthew Simpete. Catch me live on the Sports Talk, which is broadcast on dailysun.co.za Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. That's where we're discussing football, cricket, soccer, athletics, and many more. We're talking about sport politics as well. We invite different guests, players, analysts, and many more. They will be discussing a lot of information, especially for you, Daily Sun readers. Let's meet on the Sports Talk, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
My name is Matthew Simpete. Let's meet again on the next episode of the Sports Talk, where we'll be discussing something. Hopefully, you know, we'll be getting direction when it comes to the promotional playoff and to all the teams, you know, that have gained promotion to the Glen Africa Championship already, which is the team from Northern Cape, Hungry Lions, as well as the Platinum City Rovers, which is from Northwest. We say halala to you. Cheers.